That is new from James Blunt, 5 Miles on KROQ 955. Tom and Loggy.
Loving it. It's from his brand new album, Once Upon a Mind. And we're lucky enough to be chatting to the man right now, Tom.
Okay, so songwriting in 2020, if you aren't stealing stories from other people, it's very different to when you started back in 2005, I can imagine, you know, with just the way people react to certain lyrics and things you can and you can't say.
People get so angry over nothing nowadays.
Yeah. Do you find that?
Well, not really with the kind of songs I'm doing. I suppose my first album, Back to Bedlam, I was incredibly honest and open because I never knew if anyone would hear those songs.
Sure.
And then when it blew up around the world, I think that my subsequent albums, I wasn't quite so open and honest. but this album, because things have gone on at home with my dad, and because I have a little family now, and because I leave them behind for these extended periods of time, 18 months at a time, then I've gone back to writing songs as open, as unfiltered as I did on that first album, and I think people really can hear that, and that's why people have kind of gravitated towards this album.
Okay, because what we thought we might do is just have a little look back through some of your old lyrics, Back to Bedlam, head back to that album specifically, and just maybe have a look at how you might rephrase things to make them more 2020.
Have I been un-PC in the modern era? Oh, God.
Well, we just thought if you're going to tour in November, when you hit the stage in Australia, you might want to just change a couple of lyrics to kind of suit the Aussie market in 2020. So do you mind if we just take you through a couple?
Gotcha, go for it.
All right. Back in 2005, Goodbye My Lover, it sounded like this. My heart was blinded by you, have kissed your lips and held your hand, shared your dreams and shared your bed. I know you well, I know your smell, I've been addicted to you. Goodbye, my lover. Where you said, I know you well, I know your smell, I've been addicted to you. Could we change that to, I've been vaccinated, have you?
Definitely an idea. I mean, hearing them back like that, I just sound quite creepy. So I think that's probably quite a good suggestion.
Okay.
Maybe we should work together in the studio now.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we're getting momentum now.
Yeah, all right. We've got two more for you, man. We'll crack through them.
2010, Stay the Night. It sounded like this. What about instead of mixing vodka with caffeine, it's dangerous for heart health, so I'll actually have a water and lime.
That's a good idea. And also, you know, alcohol as a precursor to trying to get together with someone just seems a little dated.
Yeah. Okay. And also, we might cut the Billie Jean reference
Okay. Oh, no.
And that's out too. You're totally right.
Yeah. James Blunt, one more for you. Just quickly, Wise Men, 2006, one of my favourite all-time James Blunt songs. So, those three wise men, they've got a semi by the sea. Can we change that to those three wise men, they've got a partially aroused male member by the sea?
I'm not sure which is better, if I'm totally honest. Touching on the same thing there.
Oh, okay.
Ah, right.
So I've totally misinterpreted that song for the last 14 years.
Yeah.
Look what you've done to him, Tom. You've shocked him.
All right. Well, that's my job done. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, mate. We are pumped to see you touring in November. Margaret Court Arena, you're playing in Melbourne. The single is 5 Miles and the album is Once Upon a Mind. They are both out now. James Blunt, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you guys. Thank you.